This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Agit Tevach, Shavua Tov, welcome back. We're continuing in Hilchos Tzitzis. We're in Siman Tes. We are up to Se'if Daled. We're up to Se'if Daled. Im hito batala shel shar minim, k'tzas tzitzis miminoi, k'tzas mitzamroi pishtim, yesh l'stapik bay. We learned that wool and linen are the wild card. Wool and linen, you could use b'minoi, you could use wool strings or linen strings on a wool or linen garment, and you could also use it on any other garment. And we know any other garment you put on miminoi. So if you have a cotton garment or a silk garment, you put on cotton strings or silk strings. Now the question is, could you mix it? Could you do half cotton strings on a cotton garment and half wool strings? In other words, wool works on a cotton garment. Cotton works on a cotton garment. Could you use both of them? So the Mechaber says, Yesh l'stapik bay. There's a suffix about this. Says Mishbos Gazni Yadad, Ki ain kan min kanaf, because you don't have the string from the type of garment the garment is, because you're using wool. V'gam gedilam tasalacha mehem einam legamri. And likewise, gedilam you should make for yourself from them, you don't have completely. In other words, there are two kinds of tzitzis. There are two mechanisms of tzitzis. You have min kanaf. Min kanaf says that whatever the garment is, you should use that kind of string. Well, you don't have that here because some of the strings are wool. Oh, but the Torah says you could use wool because it says, Loisilbash tsemer upishtim yachdov gedilim tasalacha, that you could make tzitzis out of wool or linen, but you don't have that completely either because only part of it is wool. So in other words, it seems, you know, I don't think I would have ever thought that this would be a suffix. You know, if I would be on a desert island and someone would have asked me, could you have some strings of cotton and some of wool? I would have said yes. Because we know the min kanaf works, and we know tzemro pishtim works. So why can't I do half and half? No, you have to pick which kind of tzitzis you're going to use. V'ayin be'artzis achayim shekasav dem oisa shnei chutim miminoi u'shnei chutim mitzemer shaper dami. The whole shaila is, if let's say you use one string of, let's say, miminoi, and three strings of tzemra. But if you do two and two, that's for sure good. Ayin shamil sabatam. Look over there what the reason of the artzus achayim is. Okay, I was thinking this. He says, very pashut, that if back in the day when you had tcheles, so anyway, you had to put two cotton strings on your cotton garment, and two woolen techela strings on the cotton. So we see that implicit in the mitzvah of a cotton garment is min kanaf and gedilim tasilcha mehem. Okay, so that's the svara of the Artzis Achayim. Sif hey, yesh oimrim, some say, shetzarch lasos hatzitzis mitzeva hatalis. Some say you should make the tzitzis from the color of the talis, v'hamedaktikim noyagim kein. What does this mean? Says the Mishnah Berurah, Mishum ze keli v'anveyu. It's beautiful. It's beautiful to do it that way. In other words, if the garment is white, then the string should be white. Why that's beautiful, or another reason, v'yesh mefarshim, some say, mishum deb'inan b'zeh mimin hakanaf, you need the strings to be similar to the garment, and therefore they should be of similar color. So what does that mean? Does that mean if you wear a pink garment, let's say it's Mother's Day, so you're wearing a pink garment, so then you should wear pink strings? That's what it is, yeah. It's not okay. So that's Then the Rama says, "Well, Ashkenazim ain't noigin lasei satzitzis rak levanim af begadim svun vein lashanis Ashkenazim." The minhag is only to use white strings, even on colored garments. Says the Mishnah Berurah, "Mikamakam roi lemedakti glasses davka davka dalet kanfois italis katan lavan." Meaning, even though the Rama says the minhag is to put white strings even on a colorful garment, let's say, in other words, let's say a guy is he's into Batman. So he wants to have a Batman talis, you know, with blue and purple and yellow. Still, you're allowed to do that. But nevertheless, you should have white strings. So now the Mishnah Berurah is saying, Mikamakam roi lemedakti glasei davka davka zoi talis katan lavan. You should make the garment white. Why? Kedei sheyeh yoytze yedei hakoil kishayasa tzitzis levanim. This way, when you make white strings, you'll be fulfilling the shita of the mechaber of knaf mina knaf, that the strings are the same color as the garment. And now there's also a Kabbalistic reason. The Eish al Avram, the Dersh Shukos, nowadays people get tzitzis every couple of months. Back in the day, you know, you'd go to shul, you'd see an old man, his strings were yellow. You don't see those colors anymore. But is that a problem if the string is changes color because it's old? Eish al Avram says not a problem. Also, here's the Kabbalistic reason to make a white garment. Gam mishum d'chsiv ulevushe kislag chivar. And his garment was white like snow. So there's some kind of idea of emulating the Demos Shalamala that it should be white. Which means, by the way, you know, to have the Ksoines Pasim Tzitzis with all the different colors would not be fulfilling this inyan. You have a black stripe, or some kind of blue stripe, that's not a problem. Most of the garment is white. Sivvav. Yeshoimim she'en lasos talis shel pishdan. Some say don't make a linen garment. V'yafal pi she'en halacha. Okay, even though this is not the halacha, yirei shemayim yetzei es kulam, a God-fearing person should fulfill all opinions. V'oisa talis shel tzar mechilim, should make a garment of wool. Shuchai v'tzitzis min ha'toira, b'li pikbuk. Question. Why is the Mechaber saying that a Yoresh Shamayim should wear a wool garment more than a Yoresh Shamayim? According to the Mechaber, Shar Begadim are not Chayiv in Tzitzis Minat Torah. Didn't the Mechaber say in Sif Aleph, Ein Chayiv in Tzitzis Minat Torah, Ela Beged Pishtim, Oy Shalt Semer Ruchelim? So what is the Mechaber coming la'afuke? Is he coming la'afuke, a Yoresh Shamayim should wear wool and not cotton, or a Yoresh Shamayim should wear wool and not linen? Or is he coming la'afuke both? A God-fearing person, make sure you wear a woolen garment. It shouldn't be linen, and it shouldn't be cotton. This way you have no issues. Let's see the Rama. Haga umiyu im yefsher rak betal shel pishtan. Let's say it is impossible. Yet you're on a desert island. They only have linen tzitzis there. Mutav shiasa tal shel pishtan. Better to have a linen talis that tzitzis shel pishtan. Mishizbatel mimitzvas tzitzis. Now says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Yud Zayin. What could be wrong with a linen garment? Says the Mishnah Berurah. The gazru chazal mishum daazi yemuchalas tzitzis shel pishtan. Then you're going to have to use linen strings. And we're afraid that you're going to put tcheles on it. And at night, when according to some rishonim, you're not chayiv in the mitzvah, you're going to be wearing klayim without fulfilling the mitzvah. Nowadays, we don't have tcheles. So, you're saying this is the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbi Yeager knows that I like Rabbeinu Tam. But avav v'zmanenu in lanu tcheles. Now there's one have tcheles, so we don't have tcheles, then there should be no gezera. Because the whole problem of wearing a linen garment is what? You might put on tcheles, but we don't have tcheles. Sviru lehu, the Rabbeinu Tam holds, the mikomakim in a gezera betela, the gezera is still in force. V'harbei poiskim mitir b'zeh. Many poiskim allow this. The sphere lehu de'ikar agzer lo haya rak shlo yatil bay tchelas kidei shalavu de'klaim avalai achutei ha'pishtan. Many poiskim allow this. What's this? Wearing a linen garment. Because they hold the ikar gzera is only not to put on tcheles, so you don't come to klayim. But there's no gzera on chutei pishtam. V'gam dizaned l'akad tcheles lo shayach klal hach gzera m'shemach gotzer rama b'hagad v'miyav shabin yinach yesh l'smaych aleyam. In other words, according to Rabbeinu Tam, if you're on a desert island and you only had linen garment, you can't put it on. What do you mean? How am I supposed to do tzitzis? I don't know. You know, you'll do other good deeds in your life, but you won't have tzitzis. It's like, how am I supposed to hear the shofar on Shabbos? You're not. There's a gzera d'rabbanan, nothing you could do about it. But according to the, since there are poiskim, the whole gzera is because of the tcheles, we don't have it, you could be samech on those poiskim. Okay. Talis shel pishtan. The Rama says talis shel pishtan. V'choshik in the motel asa talis shel sharminim v'tzitzah shel pishtan. K'she'en lo yitzitzah sachirim k'dei shel yizbatal mitzvah. Certainly, it's permitted to make a talis of other minim and tzitzis of pishtan when you don't have other tzitzis, so that the mitzvah is not batal. We had earlier in Sif Beis that tzitzis of pishtan are shel tzemer poiter b'chol minim. Now the Rama said, some say not to make tzitzis of pishtan at all, even on shar minim, and that's the minog. Remember, that's a different point. Okay, so there are two important points over here. Number one is, don't make a garment of linen. That's sivvav. Sivvav is saying, don't make a garment of linen. Gezerah, you might put tcheles on it. And the Rama, Be'ikar, agrees to that. It's just Rama says, if you're on a desert island, you have no choice, you could have a garment of linen. But there's another halacha. That's a halacha of Sif Beis in the Rama. And the Rama brought a yeshoimim, not to make strings of linen. Why not? There was a different gezera, where the Rama said, the Mishbura says in Sivkat and Ches, the reason you shouldn't use strings of linen is because there's wool that looks like silk, and you're going to put linen on what you think is silk, is really wool. These are two independent gezeras. They're nothing to do with each other. One is the din of Sif Vav, of the Mechaber, not to wear a linen garment. And one is Sif Beis, of the Rama, not to use linen strings. Now, the Mishabur here is saying the gezera of Sif Beis is a smaller chash than the gezera of Sif Vav. That's why the Mishnah Berurah says here in Sivkat and Yurches, Kol Shekein, the Motor Las is Talish, El Shar Minim, but says El Pishtan, we said earlier you shouldn't use linen. If you're on a desert island, what are you going to do? Kishen Litzachem, Kitesh Lizbat Allah Mitzvah. Lemaisa, Reb Chaim Kanievsky is quoted that if you're on a desert island and there's only one pair of tzitzis, it has the new tcheles on it, Reb Chaim said not to wear it. Rav Chaim said not to wear it. That's brought in the Das Noita. Why? That's beyond the scope of this year. But you see, even by its, now that's a very strong statement, because we see even by tzitzis that are mamish yisurei d'rabanan, isurim, avira, you're not allowed to have a linen garment. It's a gezera Rabbeinu Tam, and you don't start with the Rabbeinu Tam. He said you can't wear a linen garment because a gezera you might put tcheles on. If you're on desert island, you could wear it. Otu, the real tcheles. And if you have linen strings on a silk baguette, you can't wear it. On desert island, you could wear it. But the new tcheles, Reb Chaim says, don't do it. Interesting. Sif Katan, your test, one more. The tzitzis shal pishtan, the yuchal lismaych al matim gamla in your bracha. You could even make a bracha. Upasha dem yeshle taz gadol shal tsemer yivarech alav. Pasha, if you have another woolen garment, make the bracha on it. Vichavin liftar ezza. Uvimagin avram kaza venerali di yasabai knafai shal ar. The Magin Avram says, you should make on the linen garment corners of leather, and put wool. Question: well, if you have a linen garment and you have a leather corner, how are you going to put on linen strings? Okay, Ayin Sham and the Magen Avram. We're going to hold over here, Be'ez Hashem. We'll start tomorrow, Sif Yud. Wishing everyone a great day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.